I love when you count me out.
Hola! Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area! Woo!
I am Shakoya D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. This is your first time joining us. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Yes, hit that notification bell so you know whenever we upload.
Ding. Yes,
sir. We talk about everything possible on the planet.
Yes, sir.
And it gets deep. But we're not going to hold y'all too long in this beginning. Let's hop right into it. What are we talking about today?
So I just want to start off with y'all good people. First, how are y'all?
I'm good. I'm a little full. I think I might have ate a little too much.
Yeah. What you eat?
I had this turkey.
You don't know what you ate. Sandwich, right?
Yeah, I had two sandwiches. Mm. I usually only eat one. I don't know why I made myself two, but I made two sandwiches.
Boosted.
Sandwich.
But I'm doing amazing. I'm doing amazing. I'm good. I'm blessed. Inspired.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Inspired.
How are you?
Amazing. I'm in the flow. Mm-hmm. In the flow state. You know, I live here now.
I'll be in the flow just once my stomach settles.
Mm-hmm.
You just moved into the flow state?
Yeah.
I feel that.
Word.
I'm gonna be there soon.
It's nice.
Y'all good people. I'm going to let y'all know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Good people. Y'all not looking around, seeing what Bree's doing. Y'all just staying in y'all lane. So that's what we talking about today, staying in your lane. What the great Nipsey said, God rest his soul.
He said, stay in your lane. There's no traffic in your lane.
Exactly. There ain't no traffic in your lane.
did you always feel like it was easy for you to stay in your lane, or was it, did you ever have, because I mean for me, I because of how I started making music, just being, whether it was sports, like, the competition aspect has been kind of like driven home for a lot of stuff. But so early on, it was kind of hard to
stay
in my lane, but to kind of not like look at myself and to compare myself to where everybody else is at to judge how well I'm doing. So I don't know if you guys had a similar
experience.
Yeah, similar experience.
You go ahead if you want to.
Well, I was about to say, I don't think competition necessarily makes me personally, it doesn't make me get out of my lane. Because if we competing, if I go into your lane, I'm going to lose every time.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way I'm going to win is me staying in my lane. I'm looking to see what you're doing, but I'm just like glancing over, like, okay. But as long as I'm in my lane, I'm not going to lose. And I always felt like that.
I feel like for me, like, it was just me that was writing songs and stuff when I was little. Like, I didn't have anybody else around me, I guess, to compare myself to. So I don't know. I guess I would compare myself, like, to the greats, because that's all I really had. I didn't have nobody that was in my age range or like around me that was trying to do the same thing as me. So I feel like it wasn't hard for me to stay in my lane. But even looking at it differently, I had to create my own lane. Because in my surroundings, it wasn't a lane for real. So yeah, I had to work on creating my own lane. So I didn't really have a choice. I had to create the only lane on my island. That's pretty much.
Yeah, I think, again, because growing up, it was all of my friends wanted to do similar stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and especially when everybody's first starting out, we're just kind of like, just kind of copying stuff, seeing what other people have done that are successful, and then we're using each other. And I think a lot of it, again, for me, it was really driven by sports. So, like, In sports, it's like, all right, I'm trying to be the best. I'm trying to be the best out here. I'm trying to do this better than whoever, right? And I think it can help you. It can help you when you're kind of starting to slack off a little bit, I think. But when that becomes the sole reason why you're doing stuff, I think that's when it's becomes toxic. I think because a lot of the times we, if your only measure for how good you're doing is other people, then once other people aren't there, you don't know how good you're doing.
Right.
So or, I think it's, I just think it's important for you to not use that. You can use it as a, you know, as something, a tool every once in a while, but that's not the, you're a person, that's, you're the craftsman, you're not the tool, so.
And it's like, if that's your metric for everything, it starts to become a distraction, because you start to, it's kind of like when we talked about either having an example or having no example, you start to focus on what they're doing rather than what you're doing, or you start to try to emulate whatever is happening over there in that lane, and then it's like, you're doing something, so you're over here singing opera and they're doing like pop and you trying to recreate what they're doing. It's like, you, that's not gonna work. So it's just, it can really become a distraction and distract you from your craft and what you're building towards if you do it too much. But I do think it's like, it's okay to like look over and be like, okay, I see what you're doing over there. But like, if you focus on other people and them being in their lane and stuff like that,
you're gonna miss everything that's for you.
Right, exactly. And then track,
fall into a pothole. Like,
or like, if you think about it, like running track, right? When you, if you're running 100 meter,
if you look over,
like you're done. Like as soon as you look over, you're done. Like you, your body just slows down for some reason, and like you just threw the whole race at that point. You look over for a second and just mess you up.
It don't even gotta be a second. Like people be feeling other people's presence, and then, like that's when they get the womp womp. And then they just start slowing down.
Yep.
But
yeah, it's fun. I see so many examples of it. Like the first example I thought of was Dragon Ball Z. I don't know if y'all remember watching it, but like thinking about Goku and Vegeta, and it's like Vegeta was the nicest person like all the time early on. He was like super strong, whatever. He ran into Goku and it was like, bro, like you're not supposed to be on my level. And then once he passed him, his whole aim was, hey, I'm using you as a benchmark to see, like, hey, I'm supposed to be here. But it's like, Goku's like, bro, I just enjoy fighting. I enjoy the process. I enjoy getting, like, I don't even care what you, like, I mean, yeah, you're a rival, yeah, but you're not, like, I'm not really competing with you. And I think for Vegeta, it's like, it's funny because you're still progressing. You're just not paying attention to your own steps. Like, you're just like, it's like, nah, I'm not there yet. Nah, I'm not there yet. Nah, it's like, bro, you're still progressing. If you just focus on it, you'll probably get there a lot sooner. You just gotta, when you stop using other people as the gauge for success, I think you end up enjoying all of it a lot more.
It's like, even if we go back to music, for me, my life is completely different than anybody else that was rapping or that is rapping. Mm-hmm. So it's like, everybody that's actually nice, I see what y'all doing. And I know if I do this or say this, it's not believable. So all I can do is, I admire y'all. Perhaps. But I'm going to just stay in my lane and do what I got to do. Yeah, so I'm going to take what I like from y'all and just keep it in the tuck. So if I just need a little pocket to, you know, spice things up a little bit, you know, and then get back to it. Regularly scheduled program.
And it's funny because I think I spent a lot of time early on, again, like, because I can't claim that I've always felt like this, like in terms of like not comparing, but I spent a lot of time, like, I would see somebody else doing something. I'm like, dang, I was like, dang, I should be doing something with myself, right? And then every once in a while you'll get into the habit of, it's like, man, I see what you're doing, and like, I want to do something, but for whatever reason, maybe I'm just not inspired, maybe I'm just whatever it is, and it can make you feel worse about yourself than when you started. So that's the, like, a lot of times when you go on social media, you're, again, we talk about this all the time, you're seeing everybody's highlights, so it's like, I'm seeing you getting, it's win after win after win, and it's win after win after win, and
Sorry.
It's all good. Yeah, it's one after one after one, and it's like, dang, when you start looking at everybody else, like, dang, should I have been doing more? Am I not doing enough? Maybe I should do enough. And you can use it for a positive thing, but I think it very well, at least for me, it very well has been times where it made me feel worse. So that's part of the reason why I don't even like looking at certain stuff, because as soon as I start looking at where everybody else is at, now I'm like, am I not where I'm supposed to be at? And like, and it's like, nah, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be at. And it's like, if I want to do more, I can do more.
Mine was more of like life. I would do that. And things, sports, music, drawing, fashion, anything, it was more of like an outlet. But in regular life, I feel like, oh, why I'm not doing that? Or maybe I should have went to the party. Or like, maybe fear of missing out. So I'm looking to see what everybody else doing. Regardless, if I'm like, I don't even want to do that. But if this is what everybody doing, everybody talking about, it seems right.
Yeah.
Or like, I should be doing this, but
yeah. And my thing was like, even I would say even more select, just like minimalistically different than yours, because it's like with the FOMO, or it's like, am I doing life wrong?
Yeah.
Like, am I not experiencing what I should be experiencing at this time, whether it be like in college or even in high school? It's like, you know, like I know I hold myself to a higher standard. That's what I personally believe, that I hold myself to a higher standard a lot of times with stuff. And it's just like, but am I really missing, like, am I missing out on core or key life experiences that I may need, or that I just want to have, or what am I missing? So yeah, same thing with the, like, the FOMO, just kind of like, not as much, well, sometimes with music. But I think growing up, because I didn't really have anybody else, you know, doing the same thing as me, it was more so like life stuff. And then when I would experience it, I guess, like looking in other people's lanes with music, but it would be more from a distance because I didn't have anybody close up that was working on the same thing until I got to college. And then I started, and then I was like, huh. But now it's like, no. I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, and I'm at where I'm supposed to be at. And I like the things that I like. I don't need to go to a club if I already know I don't like clubs. Why am I about to sit here and be like, dang, I probably should have went out with them, you know, they look like they had fun at the club. Because I probably would have went.
You're like, hey, I could have. I had way more fun
getting ready.
Because
it's like, I probably could have went, and I know I would have forced myself to have fun, but it's like, I actually wanted to be there anyways, because I would have been there like, dang, I could have wrote a song, we could have been in the studio, because that's what used to happen in college, when we did actually go out, I used to be like, man, dang, so it would be 3 a.m., and I'm just having this sober moment, like, we could have wrote like 12 songs in the studio by now.
I used to have fun with all
this. This is stupid.
But you know, Sagittarius.
I'll be trying to be out. I'll be outside. But it's been 2 days. I ain't been outside in a little minute.
Right.
Let me get outside. Let me go out and adventure. But I respect it, because
it just depends on when you met me, where you met me. A lot of people that met me, I don't go out like that. People who supposed to know me, they think I'll be out all the time. Like the people who are the closest to me, they swear I'm always out.
Mm-hmm.
The people who just know me, I don't be doing nothing. All I do is work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. But I really don't be, like, when I don't be doing nothing, everybody swear I'm doing
what's
nothing.
Up? Yeah.
When I be out,
they be like, yeah, he ain't doing nothing.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's how life goes, though. I ain't mad at it.
And that's when I started realizing that I'm not missing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to fear of missing out, FOMO. Like, I don't be missing nothing. And then if I have, like, say I, and I also recently, a couple years ago, learned that it's okay to change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like when people be like, "Hey, yo, I'm going such and such place on Friday. You trying to go? Yeah, oh yeah, I'm there. And Friday get here, and I don't feel like going. Hey, yo, I'm not even feeling. I don't feel like going. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Like I don't feel bad.
Yeah. I feel like I still be struggling with that, and just because, like, you know, we was raised, like, you know, my word is my bond, like, word is bond, I'm be there, got you. And also, like, if I asked you to come somewhere and you said yes, like, I would want you to be there. But if it was like RSVP, then yeah, I would be kind of upset if you don't show up. But and I don't know, I realized in therapy that I be having an issue. I have issues saying no to people. So I still be having that issue too. I be kind of struggling with that. But if I don't feel like going, then I don't feel like going. But I be feeling bad because I be like, well, dang, I told you I was going to go. Mm-hmm.
It's funny, and I'm not even like a personal attack on you, but it's just like, in general,
your face barely moved. He just smiled, like, just wait for it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, in general, when it comes to, like, we make an effort to try and keep our word with other people. We don't keep our word with ourselves, though. And nobody says nothing. Like, you'd be like, hey, I'm about to work on that in 20 minutes. 45 minutes came. I'm going to just work on it tomorrow.
Yes. Like, why am I so lenient with myself, but I be strict when I tell somebody else I'm going to do something?
And then something I was learning when I'm writing, and I was like, is this a thing that I... Look, this might be a thing where I care more about what other people think about than I care about what I think of myself. So.
Hey! Say that last line again?
Yeah. So I was saying this might be a thing where I care more about what people think of me rather than what I actually think about myself.
Right.
And I think that's really where it stems from, even if we don't want to admit it.
And that goes to what I was talking about earlier. This part, what you was talking about, was in the book. When I was saying how the fact that they want to do the song, I'm actually serious. We actually doing the song. So let me do what I got to do, get this to you. Could have had a million songs out by now.
Mm-hmm.
At least recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I just, you know what, I'm not in the mood. But the great Jim Jones said, what'd he say? Pardon me, my brain lagging. he said, when you're not motivated, be consistent. Because the consistency is going to bring back motivation. I'm paraphrasing. He said something along those lines.
Mm.
But it is true.
I can't wait till you read. Reeves, it's gonna be super.
The book art, we're talking. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, the book we're talking about is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep.
kids, for the sure.
I think
it was by Mark Manson.
Mark Manson, I believe. Yeah. So yeah, but that was one of the biggest things for me. It was in one of those chapters. But yeah, I think we don't hold ourselves accountable because, like, we care about what we think, but a lot of times we care about what we think in relation to what other people think of us. So it's like, all right, I don't want to look bad because I know people are going to say I look bad, not because I actually feel like I look bad.
Right.
Which is a totally different thing.
It's so interesting, though, because I feel like I'm finally starting to kind of let go of that, like, slowly but surely, and I feel like the book helped a little bit. But like, all of the self-work that I've been doing has been leading me back to, like, and even like my therapy is just helping me focus on me, because we give so much time and so much energy, even in just the whole idea of being in somebody else's lane or looking in somebody else's lane, you're still giving your attention to somebody else rather than to yourself. And it's just like, it starts to consume you in ways that you don't even realize is happening.
Yeah.
And then you're like giving your all to everybody else, but you're getting the pieces of you. and it's just not cool. It's not all right. So I just feel like that's something that I'm trying to, like, I'm working on, and I'm starting to, like, move away from and just developing my own sense of who I am and what lane I want to create and continue to build on.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that's helped me with that is my understanding where my attention is, right? I think, and we talk about that a lot when it comes to, you know, just being a creative, being, you know, like capturing people's attention, but understanding where your attention is, mm-hmm. because if I'm tending to my grass, if I'm tending to my lawn, like if I'm making sure, hey, there's no weeds, I want to make sure every blade is exactly the same height. I want to make sure, let me just spread the shrubbery, let me just make sure the flowers is, if I'm locked in like that, I don't even have time to look over to see if your grass is greener. But I don't got time to look at nothing. At I'm just grass. I'm so into it. And you see people will be like that with certain stuff. You be like, I didn't even want to stop you. You was in the zone, because it's like when you're there. It's like there's nothing else matters but the moment of you doing this. It's like, nah, it's not right yet. This isn't, okay, got that. Now let me move on to these flowers. These flowers need a little bit of water. Let me just make sure I don't over. And,
by the time you look up, everybody is looking at you and your grass. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't have to worry about if they're looking or not. As long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, they're going to be looking. That's mm-hmm. why I be so happy that's why I be coming downstairs like, hey, y'all. We're doing the thing. Like, we're actually doing the thing. Like, we're doing it. Even earlier, you know, he was like, oh, yeah, I heard you up there. He was scared. I was there. Welcome to the flow. Like, I was there. Even when I was coloring. Mm-hmm. And mind you, we all was in a different space. When you was live last time, I'm coloring. But I'm locked in, and I just hear stuff, kick it! I think that'll go good. I'm just, kick it! But it was fire. Man. I'm just coloring, and I'm like, I just be locked in.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful doing the thing.
Yeah. And it's funny, because when you go into it, when you're actually in it, it's almost like you don't even have room to critique yourself or critique anything or to feel bad about stuff, because you're so in it. It's like either, it's almost like a yes no thing. It's like, all right, it's like, do I do go left or like yes no yes no yes no? And you're, when you're creating it, it's like, all right, do I go left, do I go right, do I go left, do I go right? And you're doing it so much that you don't have time to be like, is this coming out good?
But
I don't know if it's coming out good.
I don't even think you really have time to think. Or you may have time to think, but you're not really thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're just flowing. You like, mm-hmm. everything is just happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't actually get the time to think or change anything or even feel like maybe this is not it until you stop. Like, until you break that focus.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what we was talking about before. Like, you are so engrossed in the moment. Like, your time to reflect is outside of the moment. When you try to reflect while you're still in the moment, it takes you out of the moment. So, like, when you're so engrossed in whatever moment that is for you, you're just experiencing. You're just being. And it's just naturally doing that. And then, once you're finally done, you can step back and be like, all right, now it's time to reflect. But it's literally like we were saying about just being in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what that flow state is, and mm-hmm. just allowing yourself to stay there.
Yeah. And I think that's the universe, and this is something else I learned from conversation with God, is like, it doesn't care about what you're actually doing. It cares about what you're being while you're doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when I learned that, I was like, oh, that makes all the sense in the world. When you feel like you're the greatest painter on earth, when you're painting it, you're the greatest painter on earth. And the painting comes out however it's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, when you're doing the thing, as long as you're being whatever, if you're being creative, if you're being like excited, if you're being whatever it is, then it's gonna come out fire regardless, because you're being that. There's no way around it. You can't, you know, you just can't not be it when you're being it. You know,
right.
So it's fire. It's fire.
Yeah. And you can only do that when you stay in your lane.
Yeah, well, again, like I said, I can't say it's old. Because there's times where I'll see you guys doing stuff, and I'm like, dang, maybe I need to do some more stuff. And I think that's part of where the inspiration comes from, like being inspired but not being...
Like, I don't want what you got.
Yeah.
I respect what you're doing. Yeah, I respect what you're doing. I like what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want what you got, but I see some things that I like. So let me
take that.
Take that. I'm going to let you... Hey, yo. Let me get that.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's how I be feeling sometimes when I be on, like, social media. Everybody... It was a point everybody was taking a trip. I'm like...
I want to take a trip.
All I do is work. Like, I'm just working and writing. Working and writing.
Yeah.
I'm due for a trip. But then I wasn't in a... I ain't tapping to that abundance yet. I ain't fully tapping into it. Yeah.
But I think some of it is important, though. I think sometimes... Because some people don't ever... They don't ever strive for more.
Yeah.
So, like,
you see what's out there.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes you thinking like, oh yeah, I'm doing enough, or I'm wanting enough, or it's like I'm dreaming big enough, and then you realize it, and you hear somebody else's dreams, like, dang, I didn't even think that was possible. Yeah. Like, and then so now it pushes you outside of your limit. Go ahead.
It's so crazy because there's a lot of I guess in talking to people, I've learned that is a lot of people's mindset. They don't necessarily realize it, but it's like I didn't know that was possible. I didn't think that was possible for me. Like, I didn't think that's what regular, like, I mean, I've heard of it, but like, I didn't think that's what normal people did. Like, but it's like, if you're not normal, the issue is you looking at, you trying to create this lane, or you're looking at other people's lane, and you're like, normal people do this, or majority of the people do this stuff, so I'm going to do this stuff.
When it's like, I accepted that I'm not regular.
Yeah, and it took me a long time to actually, like, it's like I knew that, but it took me a while to actually accept it, because
I knew it, I was saying it, put it in songs, but to actually, like, walk in it and live it, sorry to cut you off.
You're fine.
Like, it take big kahunas. Like, it's just you. Like, it's just you. And you know, wherever you go, everybody is looking at you. Even if they're not looking at you, it feels like they're looking at you, because it's like, I don't belong here. Not saying that I don't belong here, but I'm not one of them. I stick out. If I speak about what I want to do or what I'm doing, I'ma sound crazy. Yeah. So it take a level of awareness, knowing yourself. You have to go on the journey, self journey, spiritual journey, to even be able to accept and acknowledge, embrace that you're not regular. Nah, I'm not one of them.
Yeah, and it's what it reminds me of a TikTok that I was just I had sent it to you. I don't know if I sent it to you, but he was talking about most of us, right? We're doing the things that society has told us we're supposed to do, right? And so if you were to take society away from the picture, like this society away from the picture, you wouldn't know what to do, because you haven't decided that you wanted to do any of this stuff. You're just doing what society has told you is okay for you to do. And then once you actually make the decision to, hey, I want to do this, right? It feels like you're an outlier, but you're not really an outlier. The only reason you're an outlier is because most people don't make a decision for themselves. Most people just follow whatever the steps are. And if we, like how Dr. P was saying, if everybody actually came as who they were, we would realize we're all a lot more different than we actually
are
the same. But we're all very the same, but we have way more differences than we realize. We're trying to do everything exactly how everybody should. You got to go to this kind of school. You have to go to this kind of college. You got to get this kind of job. You got to work into your... It's very linear. And it's like, but we're not linear people. Like, we don't, nothing we do, from the foods we eat, from the parties we go to, from the groups of friends we have, and nobody's exactly the same.
Yeah.
People, we have a lot of similarities, but nobody's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So just understanding, like, you're different for a reason.
Yeah.
So just walk in you being different for that reason.
Right. That's, when I used to be at work, I used to ask everybody, like, so what do you want to do? So I'm like, I know this is not what you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's no way you want to do this complaining every step of the way. Mm-hmm. Like, what you want to do? A word, that's fire. I'm not ever going to tell somebody what they want to do is stupid or it can't be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you just never know. They might be the person to do it. They might be the first person to do it. Whatever they want to do.
I
want
to do it. I just be wanting people to be happy. Because this, it's not like when we got the job,
what you saying?
Take your time, Pastor.
The message about the the job. This moment.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, the old me would have felt like, okay, since it was sent to me, I'm obligated to do it. Or if I say I don't want to do it,
then I gotta explain why.
Yeah, I gotta explain why.
It's not gonna make sense. But I gotta come up with a good reason. It's gotta make sense to them. Like, no, I don't do this.
I don't live this life. I don't live this life that I mentally. I can't go back to, I gotta go into work today. I'm 28. I spent
12?
I've been working now.
You listed so many numbers. 15, 12, 25, 35, 16, 17, 18, 18.
I've been working nonstop. Since 2017. What year is it?
2022? Oh, five. Okay.
Hey, yo, I'm doing it again. Man, what you doing? The last time I did a 90 days, the mindset shifted. But this time. This time what? This time is where it all materializes. And how you gonna make that happen? I've created a journal where I set my daily intentions, to-do lists, daily wins, and reflect on my progress weekly. Oh, word? Let me get one. Just tap the link in my bio.
I definitely named that.
What was you even talking about?
16, 17, 18.
It felt like 15, 20, 30, 20, 35, 45. I'm not even. I said I'm 28. You said 30, 35.
Just throwing out numbers. I'm like, okay.
I guess. I was 15, so I've been working for like 12, almost 13 years.
I've been working on and off. Same thing, but the last 5 years, since I graduated, I've been working nonstop. No breaks, no vacations.
You keep going.
I'm a joke.
She laughing at herself, man. It's not you. It's not you.
All of you want to say.
I couldn't even stop laughing and trying to be serious with you. Go ahead.
Because I'm a joke. Makes sense. The Sagittarius. Serious.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm done.
What was you saying before the job thing? Because I can't remember that.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Before the job thing, I was saying, run back to tapes.
But. Yeah, I think it's just almost.
Is that something that's different?
No, I was gonna say, even with the job like being sent the opportunity.
Oh, that's what I was saying. I used to ask everybody, what do they want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not gonna tell nobody that what they want to do is stupid.
Yeah, or they can't do it.
It's so crazy how many people actually tell people what they want to do is stupid.
And that be the first thing they ask you. Like, I was thinking about this the other day when I was cooking. People, like, teachers be like, so what, like, what do you want to do? And then they be like, I want to do this, this, and this. And then they tell you all the reasons why this and this, this isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why it's not logical.
Like, first of all, I'm 7. So, I don't know what none of this means. And, and second of all,
I want to be a dinosaur.
Yeah. Like,
it's just like, why are you telling me? You asked me what I wanted to be. You didn't ask me, like, what logically speaking, if I weigh out my genes and my, you know, stuff that I inherited, what do I think I could be? That's not what you asked me. You asked me what I want to be. I want to be a dinosaur.
Yo, it's, yo, I remember speaking of this. I remember one of the times I was in high school, and then so basically they had, I was in history class, and he was a substitute teacher, but like he was like one of them interim subs, like he was there for a minute. Mm-hmm. And he was also like a football coach, but whatever. And he was asking us like, oh, what y'all want to do or whatever, and we said music. And he was like, man, you know how many rappers came out of this high school? Zero. You know what came out of this high school? Doctors, lawyers, science. I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. I appreciate it. All right, that just gives me more motivation to be like, yeah,
I definitely need a doctor and a lawyer.
Yeah. That's what I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me know that. That's cool. But people will do that. I would much rather him have been like, all right, if you're gonna be a rapper, you need to do X, Y, and Z. This is what you, like, if you're gonna do that, you can't do this. And I think I wish somebody would have said that to me when I was younger, because then it would have made it been like, all right, well, not that I can't be it, but if I want to do this, I can't do this, and then that way I can make the decision based off of what it takes to be that.
Or if you don't know what it's gonna take to be that, just be like, oh, okay. And keep it pushing.
Yeah.
Cause like, I don't need your two cents if it's gonna be negative. And then if you like tell me I can't do it, then I'm automatically in this mindset of now fighting against the odds, which makes it feel like it's a challenge, which makes things feel harder. But yeah, even if they don't know, like just saying like, oh, okay, like you don't have to discourage me. I feel like that would be so much better than, excuse me.
So much better than.
That'd be so
so much better than.
What is happening?
That'd be so much better than you putting me down and telling me that my dream's not gonna work out. Like, no matter what age I am, like, logically, sometimes I get it. Every now and then, like, you know, you gotta tell people, like, listen, you wild right now. I need you to reel it in a little bit. But like, just to be like, here's 17 reasons why this won't work, even though you're 5 years old and you can start working towards it today. Like, you know, it's just ridiculous. So,
yeah. So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a conspiracy theory now, I'm just thinking about.
Dun-dun-dun. Hotep man says. Go ahead,
I'm sorry. Says, everything is like a trap, right? Is it an unwritten rule for teachers to try to keep as many people trapped as possible?
There's some good teachers out there, and I applaud and salute all the good teachers out there. I love y'all. We need more of y'all. But it's a lot of teachers out there that just...
So there are a lot of teachers who don't actually want to be teachers that are teaching. Yeah, so like they're...
You gonna be here too.
Yeah, like their dreams didn't work out, so now they're doing this. There's also a lot of teachers who got into teaching because they love to teach and they want to.
And I love y'all. I had some of those teachers.
Yeah, definitely had some good teachers, but there are a lot of teachers who either was just like, well, I just needed a job, or, you know, they started out as a substitute, and then they just kind of like became a permanent employee there, but that's not what they was actually trying to do. It really depends on the motive of the person. I don't feel like it is a part of the trap for teachers to tell you that your dreams don't work out. I feel like that is, that's a personal problem. Like, that's a personal thing that they're dealing with, that they be taking out on the kids. A lot of people be doing that. Like, they be feeling some type of way about stuff in their life, and they will be taking that stuff out on the kids and be like, oh, well, I wanted to be that too, but look at me. I'm here teaching you instead.
Do you think that's part of the system?
I was going to say that's exactly what I was going to say. I think it's a system thing. The system doesn't encourage, or it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't encourage you to go out and do things by unconventional means, but I think teachers in particular, I don't think they necessarily
go out of their way to do that. I think just the system makes it like allows for it to for them to be like, oh yeah, you, this is these are the right ways to do it. Because I mean, even in certain, when you look at how schools are set up, right? There's always a right answer. There's a wrong answer. We were watching. I forget what podcast, but we were watching it and it's about there's a right answer, there's a wrong answer. When in life, there's a million answers. You can get there however you get there, but they don't teach you that. They teach you, hey, you have to go this route to get to this answer. And it's like, as long as you get the answer, that should be enough, but that's not how it is in school. So I think the system doesn't usually allow them to.
Because they critique your route to getting there. If you think about math, and there's multiple ways that you can do certain math problems. If you think about how it's taught, a lot of times they're teaching you one specific way to get to whatever x is or whatever sine or cosine is, right? And if you, even if you get the right answer a lot of times, this is why they say show your work. You get to the right answer, but the work is not the way that they taught you or that it's supposed to be according to what they were teaching that semester, a lot of teachers will mark it as wrong. Because you didn't take this specific path that we're teaching you to take in order to get here. You decided to go an unconventional route, and that's just not the way things go.
Then you end up in the gray area.
And not in a good way. Yeah. Not this gray area. But
it's just, I wish more people would encourage you to kind of, again, to stay in your lane, to figure stuff out your way. But I feel like people don't usually encourage you to do that, because that means that you're doing stuff that it may look weird to you, but it feels right to you. So, and they're like, all right, well, I mean, it looks weird. So I'm like, if I see you doing stuff, posting every day, and I'm like, so he's kind of spammy. Mm-hmm. He's just kind of throwing stuff out. I see his face every day. I'm so tired of seeing his face, but it's working for you. Why should I tell you to stop doing that and do it this other way? Right. It's like, no, it feels right for you. So it's like, if it feels right for you, then it's like, go for it. But we tell people because that they couldn't do it because I couldn't. I don't see how it's possible. So there's no way it's possible. It's like, nah, it's not possible for you.
Right.
Like for me, it's like I know I'm
doing the thing.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm being it. Like I'm talking to the people. Like I'm. Like I got connections because I'm me. Like it's not because of anything else. Like so it's gonna work for me even though it didn't happen for you. And because you didn't believe it was gonna work for you, it didn't work for you. So.
Yeah.
That's something. I don't even know if this has anything to do with what you were saying. Mm-hmm. But go back to how the pod started. Mm-hmm. The reason why I was forced, even if I didn't want to stay in my lane, I was forced to stay in my lane. Just because it's hard to fake authenticity. Mm-hmm. So if I'm in your lane, you gonna be able to tell that I'm not, and I shouldn't be in this lane.
Yeah.
And hey, what you doing over here?
Right.
Like, go to the kids' table.
Yeah. Or I think even if it's not that, sometimes people don't even know why they don't like it. They're like, something about it just feels off, and you don't understand why. So. Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
But even going back to, like, what you were saying about people kind of forcing their experience on you, like, telling you you can't do something because they couldn't do it, I feel like that's a way, or something is going to happen exactly how it happened to them, that's a way of them trying to pull you into their lane. And I feel like that's important to talk about, too, because we don't really think about it in that terms. Like, I can look to the side and I can start leaning towards your lane, but like if you start pulling me over here into your lane because you're like, oh, well, I couldn't do it, just come over here and do whatever I'm doing because that's how I made it through whatever situation it was. And it's like, it might not, more than likely, it's not going to work out for you like that. But also it's like you have your own experiences, you have your own makeup, you have your own like life. So just because their experience was exactly how it is in their lane, you can't recreate your lane based off of that.
Yeah.
Because you're a different person. Even if y'all had grew up in the same house, raised by the same people, like your lane is still very different. So.
And that's why you always gotta take advice with a grain of salt, because the advice is only based off of what their personal experience was, right? Mm-hmm. You could, because a lot of times we can ask for advice, but until you get there, you don't know what it's gonna actually feel like. You like, they may have stopped and been like, "Hey, this was a huge deal." You like, "Oh, that's not as big a deal as I thought. I would have never noticed it if you didn't say nothing."
Right.
You know, you just gotta be kind of just not weary, but yeah, just kind of just deal with it with a grain of salt, because you never know how it's gonna affect you when you get there, because you're a whole different person. You have a whole different energy about you. You have a whole different experience. Like, everything about you is totally different. So when you get there, it's a new experience.
Right.
It's like we freestyle. We live in here. We in our lane. So it's like, let's live here and see what we make of it. Because everything we talked about this in an earlier pod about like the following somebody else's blueprint.
Yeah.
You can't follow somebody else's blueprint, because the blueprint was tailored for them. It's tailored for who they are as an individual.
Right. You can take notes on it and be like, okay, if this happens, then I don't know. I seen them do this, so maybe I'll try it out or something like that. But you can't completely tailor your path after somebody else's just because you're a different person.
Bro, we grocery shopping. Yeah. Walking down. Oh, I like. You said the garbanzo beans. Garbanzo beans.
That's how you grocery shop.
Grocery shop. Yeah, let me get that. So the seasonings. Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't never had time before. Get that.
So that boy got time now.
No, but for real, like, it's so different. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot of times where I've received advice based off of other people's experience. And it's like, you'll be waiting. Sometimes this happens too, because they tell you that whatever happened in their land or in their experience, you'll be waiting for that thing to happen, and then it don't happen because you have a different experience. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's a distraction in itself. But if you would have just stayed in your lane, you could have just focused on what you was doing.
And also with that, it kind of makes you focus on the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you may be strong in this area. Person that's giving you the advice has none of the talents mm-hmm. that you have. Mm-hmm. Like, you're naturally good at this. They had to work so hard just to
learn get to
mm-hmm. yeah, get to where you naturally are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, it's a waste of time. Like, having certain conversations, you can't take advice from everybody.
Yeah. I think some stuff you can, I think, like, principles, like, you can, I think you can borrow those, and mm-hmm. I think, like, you got me
like to... the fundamentals.
Yeah, the fundamentals.
That's what school is. The fundamentals!
Gotta borrow just the fundamentals.
Fundamentals of what, man?
The fundamentals of basketball.
But, yeah, it's just, but those are the things, right? Those are the things that are transferable, because who you are as a person. I mean, I guess you can even take values to a degree, but some of it, a lot of times the values are linked to your personal experience. You could mm-hmm. be like, hey, I want to be a great businessman because you've seen people do bad business in your life. But the next person might be like, I want to be a great businessman, but the value doesn't hold any weight to them because they haven't gotten any experience. But I think in general, like, the principles of like the, hey, work, like, working hard, like, just being you and just certain stuff, when people give you that kind of advice, at least in my opinion, I think that's way more important for you to pay attention to, because those are things that it doesn't really matter who you are. Those things are going to apply still to whatever you're trying to do.
I feel like the best advice is to know yourself. If I can give anybody any advice, the best advice that I can give is know yourself. Like, learn yourself. Know who you are.
I was going to ask, because I know we already did an episode on, like, if you ever actually know yourself. But I do agree with the, like, learn yourself. Continue to learn yourself. Like, keep learning yourself.
I mean, it's definitely
going to
be a constant process. I don't think you ever fully learn yourself through this lifetime. But
learn every step of the way, learn who you are, get to know yourself, just because a lot of things only will only make sense to you, and it's only going to work for you. But the only way you're going to know that it's going to work is when you actually know yourself, like when you get to spend time with yourself and everything like that, because it makes the purpose a lot better. You realize, I'm not crazy. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, that was a big thing for me. I'm writing it down, and I was like, wow, a lot of the things that I've stopped myself from doing, it was out of fear of looking crazy. And then I had to think to myself, well, I mean, what does it matter if I look crazy, right? And it's like, nah, nobody wants to be the person that looks crazy. And the next thought I had was, I mean, what does it, who cares if they think you look crazy if you don't think you look crazy? And I was like, oh, I'm still thinking about how other people think of me. Because it's like, we want to be an outlier, right? We want to be different, but we also want to be a part of something. Mm-hmm. So it's like this weird balance that we want to...
This one thing that helped me when I was doing whatever I felt like I was supposed to be doing at the time. I didn't have to ask for anything. I didn't have to ask for help for anything because I was doing the thing. So God, the universe, whatever y'all want to call it, since I was doing the thing, they made sure I was good. Mm-hmm. Once I'm listening to other people, you know, maybe I should. Now it's like, man, I can't even. I don't lack mindset. Like, it just immediately clicked. Mm-hmm. When I'm just... Welcome to flow. How may I take your order? Like, you're just flowing.
Yeah.
I'm waking up now.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I read in part of Will Smith's book. He was talking about, like, the universe wants you. It wants you to have the miracle. Just get out the way. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really just, well, we set up our own roadblocks to get in our way. And when we started thinking about stuff, yeah. So it was like, just get out the, bro, just get out of the way. Just let it happen, and then use whatever you're feeling from whatever happens, and then just keep going.
Right, that's facts. But yeah, definitely, like, getting out of your own way is very important. I feel like that's something that we don't realize often enough that we need to do. But we'll get into that on another episode. Stay tuned, guys. But did y'all have anything else y'all wanted to say?
Like, just got kicked.
No, I feel like that'll be a larger conversation, something else that we need to just dive a little bit deeper into. So, you know. But we are the Gray Area. Thank you guys for stopping by. I am Shaboy D.
Being Breeze,
it's your boy Devon.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. We hope you enjoyed this, and we will see you guys. Oh, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Gray Area Podcast. And if y'all got any thoughts on this, comment below. Mm-hmm. Also, send us an email. It'll be somewhere in the description of any topics that you want us to touch on. But thank y'all for coming to the Gray Area, and we'll see y'all next week.
See ya! Adios!